All right, welcome back to the podcast, everyone. Today, we're diving into a topic that, let's be honest, has probably caused more marital squabbles than anything else, the messy house. It's a classic, right? And for men, in particular, coming home to chaos can trigger a whole host of feelings, frustration, feeling unappreciated, even anger. But how do we navigate that? How do we avoid that explosive moment? Today, we have Ellie and Levi with us, a couple kind enough to share their experience. Levi, I want to start with you. Walk us through what it feels like when you come home after a long day and, well, the house isn't quite as you pictured it.
Man, Kojo, it's tough. You know, I work hard. I really do. Long hours, my job is demanding, and honestly, by the time I'm heading home, I'm just picturing a bit of peace, a place where I can actually, you know, unwind. And then I walk in the door and it's just stuff everywhere. Toys, clothes, dishes piled up, mail scattered on the counter. It just feels like my efforts out there, busting my butt, aren't really creating that calm sanctuary I crave. It's frustrating, you know? It feels like no one else cares as much about the space we live in.
Oh, Levi, here we go again. No one else cares. It's not about not caring, Kojo. It's just, it's not that simple. I hear him, I really do. He works hard, and I appreciate that. But what about my day? What about what I'm doing all day long? He gets to leave, go to an office, focus on one thing. My day? My day is a marathon with no finish line.
Ellie, I can hear the exhaustion in your voice. Tell us more about what your marathon looks like. What's contributing to the feeling of overwhelm that Levi might not be seeing?
Thank you, Kojo. Honestly, it starts the second I open my eyes. Two kids, right? And they're not just like little angels who play quietly. One needs breakfast, the other needs help getting dressed. Someone spilled juice, then it's where's my shoe before school drop-off. And that's just the first hour. Then it's grocery lists, laundry that never ends, can you make me a snack 50 times a day, breaking up sibling squabbles, and my phone doesn't stop ringing. My sister, Jenny, she's going through some really serious marital problems right now, like on the verge of divorce. She calls me, crying, 5 times a day, needing advice, needing to vent. It's heartbreaking and I want to be there for her, but it takes so much out of me, emotionally.
Okay, I know the kids are a handful, Ellie. And Jenny, yeah, that's really tough. I'm not trying to downplay any of that. But still, you can't tell me there isn't 5 minutes to just, like, put the toys away or rinse a dish.
5 minutes? Levi, you think I have 5 minutes to spare? Every single 5 minutes I get is spent trying to catch my breath, or answer another call, or just sit down for 60 seconds without someone needing something. By the time the kids are finally asleep, I'm absolutely drained. Mentally, physically, emotionally. The thought of tidying up just feels like another task I failed to do. And when you walk in and just sigh, or make a comment about the mess, it feels like you're not seeing me, you're just seeing the mess I couldn't conquer. It makes me feel completely unappreciated for everything else I do manage to keep afloat, like my entire worth is tied to how clean the house is.
Ellie, that's a powerful point. You're saying that the mess isn't just a physical thing for you. It's a symbol of your overwhelm. And Levi's reaction to it feels like a judgment on you, not just the clutter. Levi, you heard Ellie's description of her day and how she's feeling. The constant demands, the emotional weight of supporting her sister, the never-ending job at home. Before you react, take a moment. What's landing for you right now, hearing her articulate all of that?
I guess I hadn't really connected all those dots. I knew about Jenny, of course, but I didn't think about how much that actually drains you. And yeah, the kids, they're a lot. I see it on the weekends. I guess I just always thought, well, that's what being home is, you know? And that there'd still be time to get to the house stuff. I mean, I hear the unappreciated part, Ellie, I really do. Because I feel that too, but coming from the other direction.
What do you mean from the other direction? I just assumed your life was simpler, honestly. You go to work, you do your thing, you come home. Sure, work is work, but it ends. Mine never does.
This is a critical moment. Ellie, you've shared your invisible load. Levi, now it's your turn to articulate your other direction of feeling unappreciated and how your day and the state of the house ties into your emotional well-being. This isn't a competition of who has it harder, but an opportunity for deeper understanding. Tell us about your workday, Levi.
Okay, yeah, I guess I need to explain it better. My job, it's not just going to work. I'm in sales management, right? So I've got my own targets, but I'm also responsible for a team hitting theirs. That means constant pressure from above, dealing with underperforming team members, client complaints, endless meetings, forecasting, reports due yesterday. It's nonstop problem solving and people management. My phone buzzes off the hook from 7 a.m. until 6 p.m., sometimes later. I'm dealing with demanding clients, sometimes even shouting bosses. There are days I feel like I'm running on adrenaline and caffeine just to keep my head above water. When I say I work hard, it's not just physical, it's mentally exhausting. I'm making critical decisions, dealing with people's livelihoods, constantly strategizing.
I knew it was sales, but I didn't realize it was that intense. I thought you just like sold stuff and told your team what to do.
Exactly. And when I finally managed to sign off, physically and mentally drained, I just want to come home to a place where I can truly disconnect. A place that feels like a refuge. When I walk in and it's messy, it's not just, oh, a little clutter. For me, it feels like there's no escape from the chaos. It feels like I've been battling all day long trying to create order and success in my professional life, and then I come home, and the lack of order here, it feels like another battle I have to face. And honestly, yeah, it makes me feel unappreciated too. Like, I go out there, I bring home the bacon, I fight all these fires, and I can't even get a clean space to relax in. It makes me question if my contribution is really valued, you know? Like, if my effort isn't enough to make our home feel like a team effort.
Wow, Levi, I am really sorry. I honestly didn't see it like that at all. I projected my own feeling of he doesn't understand my day onto you, and I completely missed what your day entails and how it impacts you. I guess I just assumed because you leave the house, you get a break from the home stress, and I didn't connect your work stress with needing a calm home. I never considered that the mess makes you feel unappreciated, just like it makes me feel unappreciated when you only see the mess.
And there it is. That's the powerful shift, isn't it? Moving from accusation to understanding. This is a classic example of what often happens in relationships, especially for men. We often process things logically, linearly. We see mess, and our brain might jump to problem or disrespect without understanding the layers of why beneath it. And for women, it's often an emotional and logistical load that's unseen. So, how do we bridge this gap? For men listening, when you feel that frustration rising, that urge to blow up or just withdraw, here are some tools. First, active listening. It's not just about hearing the words, but truly listening for the underlying emotions. Ellie just demonstrated this beautifully. She heard Levi's frustration, but then she actively listened to why he felt that way and how his day impacted his need for a clean space. That means asking open-ended questions, like I did. What does that feel like? Or, can you tell me more about your day? Second, empathy first. Before you react, before you sigh, before you even formulate your own defense, try to imagine yourself in their shoes. Ellie, you mentioned how the mess feels like a judgment on you. Levi, you just explained how the mess feels like another battle after a day of fighting battles. Both are valid. Both come from a place of seeking peace and appreciation. A messy house isn't personal. It's a symptom, and we need to understand the root cause from both perspectives. Third, share your own feelings, not just your demands. Levi, you nailed this when you explained how your job stresses you and how the mess impacts you emotionally, making you feel unappreciated, adding to your mental load, denying you a sanctuary. That's far more effective than just saying, "The house is messy, clean it up." When you communicate the impact on you, it invites empathy rather than defensiveness. And fourth, collaborative problem solving. This isn't a battlefield where one person wins and the other loses. This is a team huddle. Instead of waiting for the house to be perfect, Levi, what if you could dedicate just 15 minutes right after you walk in to tackling one small area? Not as a criticism, but as a joint effort to create that peace you both crave. And Ellie, what if you could proactively communicate when you're hitting your limit? Maybe a quick text during the day saying, "Hey, it's been one of those days, expect chaos," so Levi isn't walking into a complete surprise, and you both feel seen.
That actually sounds really good, Kojo. I think that proactive text would help me feel less guilty and less like I'm hiding the mess until he gets home. And Levi, honestly, even if you just picked up the shoes in the entryway or helped clear the dinner table, that would make a huge difference. not just in the mess, but in me feeling like we're a team.
Yeah, I can definitely do that, Ellie. I really can. Hearing your side about Jenny and the constant demands, I get it now. It's not that you don't care, it's that you're genuinely overwhelmed. And I guess I do need to manage my own expectations and reactions better too. It's not fair for me to assume I know what your day is like you assumed about mine. I mean, my initial reaction is often just frustration, and that's not helpful.
And I need to remember that your need for a tidy space isn't just about a preference, it's about your well-being. Just like my need for help is about mine. It's not about being neat freaks, it's about finding peace.
Exactly. You've both identified that core need. Peace and feeling appreciated. The messy house is just where that conflict manifests. By understanding each other's invisible loads, the mental and emotional baggage we carry that others can't see, you can move past blame and towards collaboration. It's not about expecting perfection, but about extending grace and mutual support. This is how men can truly step up in moments of conflict, by listening, empathizing, and then engaging constructively. So, to our listeners, think about your own messy house scenario, whatever that might be in your relationship. What's your partner's invisible load? What's yours? How can you communicate your needs and feelings more effectively and listen with more empathy? Try these tools this week. Your relationship will thank you for it. Ellie and Levi, thank you so much for your honesty and for sharing your journey with us today. Your openness is going to help so many couples out there. That's all for today's episode. Until next time, stay strong, stay empathetic, and keep building those bridges.